60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Happy Hour. What's going on, folks? It is hump day. We want to thank James Santel, our former guest here, U.S. attorney. And, of course, the phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789.
The incomparable James Santel. Don't forget, tune in every Saturday morning, Morning Cannolis, 9 to 11. Replay this week, but every other week. It's very, very good. I know you folks listen. You listen when he's on this big show.
I listen when he's on the show. Otherwise, I don't know. Sometimes.
It's the only time we really do the homework, isn't it, Jim? Right. And let's go to the phones. Town Hall to the top of the hour. Let's get started at 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Jack, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, this is really a frightening situation. The majority of the country thinks we're on the wrong track. And unfortunately, the Democrats aren't emphasizing this enough. The reason we're on the wrong track is not the Democrats, it's the Republicans. Between obstructionism in the Senate and the Trump-negotiated decrease in oil production with Ben Solomon and Putin, the Supreme Court, I mean, everything can be laid at the feet of these guys. Why the Democratic
things...
Party isn't screaming from the rooftop, I have no idea.
I think you make a great point, Jack. Most of those things can certainly be laid at the feet of the previous administration. And I'm wondering, when they ask those questions, that would right track, wrong track, should there then also be a follow-up saying, well, who takes the blame for that? To whom do you attribute the blame on that?
Can I suggest I would blame Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, because they had an outsized role. And certainly it was every Republican on almost every topic. But you could have thrown out the filibuster with the cooperation of those two senators. We can change the dynamic in the direction of our country by winning two U.S. Senate seats. And most of the people listening to my voice right now have some say in that, Jack, including you, man. You get to vote whether or not Ron Johnson is a representative that represents your wants and needs, if you know what I'm saying. And if we beat Ron Johnson and we beat Fetterman, Fetterman wins in the state of Pennsylvania, beats, I forget who's in Pennsylvania. It's not Mastrantonio. It's J.D. Vance down in Ohio. I think that could be a pickup state as well with Tim Ryan. If we win even two more U.S. Senate seats, we can change the entire direction of our nation, man. And we have a say. So let's go out there and vote against Ron Johnson.
You got that right. I voted in every election, primary, presidential, midterm since 2004. That's at least what my record says. It doesn't go back any farther than that. Everybody's got to wake up, though. The so-called independent voters, there's way too many of them that just blindly put down what they've always done. And if that's an R, that's what they got. And we've got to wake these people up. These are the people that are screaming again, that everybody is saying, yeah, you shouldn't be woke. No, man, you need to be woke. You need to wake up and realize what's happening.
And smell some coffee. I appreciate you listening, Jack.
Can you smell what Barack is cooking?
Well, we're talking about the wokeness quotient. Do you see that Mandela Barnes got a big endorsement? A big
AOC.
Woke endorsement.
Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I believe she went on Colbert last night. I was watching the interview, and she personally endorsed Mandela Barnes and John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. And I think one other candidate basically said, vote for Democrats like this. Win back the senatorial majority. Well, Mandela was feeling pretty good about that. How could you not feel good about that? Specifically, she said, quoted here at the Journal Sentinel, we can do more to pursue these items more aggressively. Items that she's advocating for include things like expanding the U.S. Supreme Court, ending the Senate filibuster, and repealing the Hyde Amendment. But again, AOC, I quote, last night on Colbert, we can do more to pursue these items more aggressively. And then once we do, we can secure the W and turn out the vote for Democratic U.S. Senate candidates John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Barnes in Wisconsin, and, oh, yeah, my buddy Tim Ryan in Ohio.
Hmm.
And, of course, the Republicans came out in full crapping on Mandela mode, right?
Right.
Because now he's too woke. How dare he accept, you know, not just the endorsement.
You know, AOC, no matter
but Elizabeth
who.
Warren, he's doubly woke. He's
just he's like they unelectable. Did with Tony Evers and just like they did with President Joe Biden. Whoever the Democratic candidate is going to be a communist, a woke, a whatever new little term or slogan that they're on for the day. It does not matter to the Republicans who the Dem is. The Democrat will be the communist. My question, and I wonder, and I've had conversations around this, is how important is that here specifically in the state of Wisconsin? You know, is there...
AOC endorsement?
Getting an AOC endorsement for...
Could wake up the kids? That's
what I'm saying. So it might be good for what? The those that might be inclined to go that way. But ultimately, what about the independents? What about any right-leaning or independent-leaning, left-leaning independents? Is that going to move the needle for them at all?
You mean against Mandela? Actually, Mandela in the most recent...
Against the Republican.
Well, I would point... Well, I don't know if AOC is going to move the independents. But Mandela currently, and he made this claim from the stage, we played the speech on Monday, I believe... made the claim at the Democratic Party convention on Sunday in his speech that in the recent polling, the market polling, he is the only one leading, beating Ron Johnson with independent voters in the state of Wisconsin. You want to know how those elections swing? Usually it's with the low propensity and the independent and the late deciders, the people you just wonder, what have you been doing with your lives? Why have you been listening to the greatest radio show ever? We'd have told you long ago you need to vote against Ron Johnson. And right now, Mandela's got, you know, a little wind at his back. The endorsement of AOC. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Town Hall style to the top. 844-96-PARTY.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.